This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. It's okay.
What's going on, my friend?
You know, whole lot of nothing. How are you?
Just got done chowing down some steak and shrimp and pasta with some...
Heck yeah.
Shrimp in there.
Jaden is cooking dinner tonight, and we're having Mongolian beef noodles.
Nice.
And some kind of... something banana something after. So nice. Listen, I'm not cooking. That's all I care about. So right. I'll take it.
Yeah. Right.
How's things?
Good.
Good.
Just trucking along. You know, work's been crazy and
has it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that there's a busy season for property management, too. So, yeah, we're in our busy season.
Yeah.
And so, same. Hasn't been too crazy for me because, you know, well, I picked a better position this time.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's busy, you know, so, but yeah, we have been busy, like, softball is in full swing, and my son is made County Cup again.
Nice.
Congratulations to my baby.
That's awesome.
Made County Cup again, but he also, last night was a home run derby in Kent. So we were in Kent till 10 o'clock last night.
Wow.
JJ was in the home run derby, and we went to go watch, and they had Jason come and hit out on the field, and JJ got to pitch to him. So Nice. It was cool.
That's awesome.
It was cool. Yeah. So softball has taken over, but just busy. Jaden has a job interview next week.
Wow.
I know.
Crazy.
So just busy doing that kind of stuff. And we had birthdays and anniversary. Jason and I made it to 23 years.
That's awesome.
Right?
So, I just had a tear in my eye. That,
I know. Don't get emotional, friend. Don't get emotional.
No.
So,
spicy dinner is what it was.
Well, don't rub your face if you have it on your hands.
Think of that.
But no, good. Everything's good. Definitely have backed off working out a little bit. I will say that.
Yeah.
But I did run yesterday, and dude, it felt so good.
Wow.
It really was one of those, like, damn, why did I ever quit? And it felt really good. And I felt really good. Like, I wasn't, you know, dying. I was struggling more muscle than breath. And typically it's the other way around. So I just was like, I don't know. I might go back to it. So we'll see. But no, I feel good dealing with these undocumented territories of emotions and that kind of thing. It's interesting because it's put me in a soft place, I guess is what I want to say. For those that don't know, I am going through perimenopause. God bless Aaron. God bless Jason. God bless my kids. Everybody around me, because listen, I'm already unstable, and now let's just throw this on top of it. But
the struggle is real.
No, for real. And it's made me super emotional, more than what I already was. And it's not whiny, but like even more soft-hearted than I already am. So I have to be really careful about the stories that I tell us. And I catch myself in the middle of it, like, if you don't pull it together, like, so, but yeah, no, everything's good. Just plugging along and, you know, really, I come across this meme today that says, hold on, let me find it. It's like a sticker meme. Oh, of course, it's on my iPad, not my phone. But it's something about nobody talks about in your 40s when you stop caring about what other people think. Something along those lines. And I was like, God, that's so, for me, that's super true. Like, I just don't worry about other people and what they, like, if you got drama and all the other mess right. going on, like, I can't be drained by it. Like, I can't be drained by it. I got life enough of so my much, own.
Much more peaceful when you stop giving a fuck.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I had to learn that, number one. And number two, going through the process that we just went through, having completed 75 hard, like, I'm definitely in that mindset of, listen, I can't go through 75 hard. Like, that's literally what I go through it. Like, yeah. I don't have time to, at some points I struggle with it because I feel like, does that make me a cold-hearted, like, not caring person? But then I think to myself, Tabitha, if anybody cares about people, like, you care about people for sure. I think I just don't have the patience or the desire to hear anybody's excuses anymore, because I wouldn't put up with that for myself. So it's really difficult for me to put up with it from other people. So, like, that's probably, since all we completed all this, that's probably the biggest thing that I've seen. And I'm just sitting here looking at my skin. So, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know, we talked about when we were doing 75 hard towards the end, like, what we were going to keep with it and what we were going to ditch. And, like, knowing the past Aaron, mm-hmm. I probably would have stopped everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still doing everything. I'm just not doing carnivore. I'm still
hell yes.
getting up at 4 a.m., going for a walk. I haven't missed one single day. Reading 10 pages, haven't missed a single day. Second hell time yeah. or gym workout after work, every single day, haven't missed it.
He tried to break his finger, y'all.
Yeah.
He tried to break his whole finger. And if you've never seen Aaron's hands, like, first of all, don't flip me off. That's rude.
Little.
Aaron's got massive hands. Like, they make my hands, like, look little bitty. He's got massive hands. So his one middle finger is, like, black and blue in the tip because he tried to snap it off. Like, yeah. I just seen that picture, like, before, when I was trying to get the internet and everything figured out. And I seen that picture and I was like, dude, like, I felt the pain of that. And I have never smashed mine that bad to where it bruises like that. But, you know, I've, like, got it a couple times or whatever. And yeah. I could just feel the pain. It's like the pain, you know, when somebody tells you they stubbed their toe on the bed or whatever. You can feel it.
Yeah. Luckily, it doesn't hurt too bad. I mean, it's painful. It's definitely swollen.
It's still numb.
Yeah, it's numb. But I was, like, doing incline dumbbell presses with 65 pounds. And just on 65. My first set, I still have this weak left shoulder. And I'm, like, getting it up. And this dumbbell, as I'm, like, trying to push this up and, like, push past the kink in my shoulder, the dumbbell turned and the bell end of the dumbbell smashed in between like on my fingertip against where you hold the dumbbell in the center, and it turned and just like, I just kept pushing through it. I was like, all right. And then today I have the easy bar and I'm doing curls. And at first I wrapped it around the bar and it's touching the bar. And I was like, okay, that hurts. So I'm like gripping it like this and I'm like flipping it off as I'm like doing the easy bar curl.
Somebody comes over to you, dude, what's your problem?
Yeah, flipping myself off in the mirror as I'm doing easy bar curl saying, you dumb fuck.
I'm dead. That's awesome, though, Aaron, that you've kept everything and you're still doing it. The thing I'm the most proud of for you is the reading.
Yeah.
Like, that you've kept the reading. I could read a book in a day. Like, the reading for me is, you know, like, it's not that it's not as important, but it, you know, the reading for me, I didn't struggle with that.
Yeah.
So, and I like to read, especially the books that we read. So, I'm super proud of you, friend. That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm just about, I don't know, I probably got a few days left on Brendan Burchard's book.
Yeah. Well, let me know when you're done because we can trade because I'm done with my other one. I'll let them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think I'll be done by this weekend, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely have backed off, but I'm okay with it. Like, I'm okay with, like, I don't have the weird, you know, before I would have had that weird guilt or, you know, the beating myself up or whatever. I really, truly am just trying to navigate these freaking emotions right now. And not even necessarily just the emotions, but doing a lot of research on, you know, what foods are going to be beneficial. Movement, as long as you're moving, but lifting. Everything that I've read so far, lifting tends to be the underlying thing, which thank God, because I don't know that I could stop doing that, but I'm more focused and slow and controlled, I think, than just going in and getting it busted out. You know,
I'm wondering if it's like when you lift weights, I don't know if it's true, but like if your body produces testosterone as you're lifting weights, so that like counteracts the estrogen, the overload of estrogen or whatever.
It's what happens is everything drops. So you have to figure out what foods, what movements, all of this together to get everything back up to where, because I'm not going to take medication. Like, I'm just not going to.
Well, you said other day your emotions were more in check when you were doing carnivore, so I wonder if
when I was doing 75 hard. I did not say when I was doing carnivore. I said when I was doing 75 hard. I
said it was you because said of the carnivore.
Correction, people. No, I do not think, and I think that's why I struggled so bad on carnivore, because we women need the carbs and the some carbs, complex carbs. Not like sugar, that kind of stuff, but like complex carbs in order to help produce the hormones that we need. So I think that's another reason why I struggled on carnivore so bad and didn't know that. But there is a such thing as too much, obviously. You know what I mean? And I think that's with anything. But yeah, don't try it. Not doing it. But that being said, like, I don't want to go back to, or I don't want medication. A lot of women opt for that and more power to them. I just know I've been on medication before and it didn't do well. I didn't do well on medication. And let's be honest, I'm never going to remember to take a pill every day. I just am not. So I want to be able to control it naturally and, you know, whatever that looks like. So I'm just going to keep trying the things and see what feels good. And that's my biggest focus right now, is I need to do what feels right and what feels good for me as far as my body. So that's kind of what I'm, you know, that's where my focus has been. And, but yesterday running, it's like a drug. I'm telling you, it's like crack cocaine. But yeah, so we'll see. We'll see if the running is going to be a thing or if I'm going to. It's not that you can't run and lift. Like, I don't, it's not that. I just don't want to, I don't want to injure anything. That's my biggest, I don't want to get injured. So it's just going to be slow and steady until I figure out what's going to be the best route for me to go. And then yeah. My goal is hopefully to have at least everything under control somewhat before we get to October and go back into our second round of 75 hard. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm okay with where I'm at. I need something. I just thought about this. I need, cause I know my dad's going to listen. Paul,
what's up? Today
is day 49 for my daddy.
Awesome.
And so 49 days, he has been getting up and going for walks and eating healthier. When I talked to him the other morning.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
And he was having some apples and boiled eggs for breakfast and sober. And Dad, I'm so proud of you, Dad. We'll leave it at that so I don't cry. But I'm super proud of you. And I just love you so much. And just keep pushing, Dad. Keep pushing. So, yep. Yeah,
you're
day 49.
You're worth it. That's awesome.
Yep. Absolutely. Keep it. Hell yeah. So, but yeah, he's doing good. He's doing really well on his, and you know, I think floored by the impact that we've had on people around us, and not floored, but it makes my heart happy to see that other people are, you know, taking their health serious. And yeah, I have another success story, believe it or not. So my mom, who you know, let's see, let me pull up the text message. Okay. In 2016, she had 5 polyps in her colon. No ketones. 2022, 7. No ketones. 2025, she's been on ketones consistently for 2 years. She has 1.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, no medical claims. Just saying, when you start paying attention to your health and you start doing the things that are good for you, regardless of whatever supplement it is, I'm not here to push ketones. That's not what I'm saying. That just happens to be the supplement that we all use. One of them, and you start to focus on your health, things change. And so that was incredible news for me to get yesterday because I would die if something happened to her. So super excited for her too.
Awesome.
Yeah. 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 Okay. That's all my good news. I'm done.
Right. Yeah. My first trip out of Washington State's happening pretty soon.
I know. Are you excited?
Yeah.
It's going to be warm over there. It's going to be humid over there is what it's going to be. I would live for it.
South Carolina.
That's going to be so fun, though. I can't believe you're going on a trip without me, honestly. Whatever. It's fine.
We haven't gone nowhere this year.
I know. I actually am trying to convince Jason to go to Dallas, but well, so far not successful.
No.
But more because I want to see Jennifer than anything. I mean, yeah, there will be an event that goes on there and that will be fun, but more because I want to see Jennifer. So.
Yeah. I haven't like paid attention. What event?
It is Protocol at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. It will be us and Herbalife together. So, but me and my best friend, that's what I see.
Right.
No, and just in that too, like just because we haven't got to go anywhere this year and last year, God, we traveled so much, yeah, you know, but we kind of knew. Jason and I agreed, and I think even you, that this year we were going to kind of have to back off a little bit because we traveled so much last year, and I was broke as a joke afterwards. So, and, you know, let my bank account recoup and get some bills paid off, some credit cards. That
pay down some credit cards, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I finally got all that stuff paid off from last year's.
And you guys will be gone for how long?
Just 3 days, the 19th to the 22nd.
That still will be fun, though. That'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to see something in particular or do something in particular?
Simi's Chapel.
Oh, that's right. You showed me the picture. Like, yeah. It's like an outdoor when the sun rises or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's going to be, Aaron, that might be life-changing, dude.
Yeah. Let me pull it up and see if I can share it in the podcast.
That'd be cool. Look at us getting fancy. It's probably all over Instagram, isn't it? The picture, that picture that you showed me?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it per se, but let me see if I figure out how to share this thing.
Mm-mm-mm. Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, so right there.
See, that's going to be gorgeous.
Right? Just based off of that picture alone. Yeah,
literally. You know me, I'd cry.
Right?
No doubt about it. I'd have some sort of spiritual awakening or something while I was there.
It wouldn't be my first spiritual awakening, but, you know.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Well, at least you'll be here for my birthday.
Yeah.
Which is July 16th, people. I accept cash, credit cards, gold, food stamps, all the things. Just FYI. Just kidding.
Some government cheese.
Yes, listen. I don't care what anybody says. Government cheese. It may not even be real cheese for all I
know. It's not real cheese.
I ate the other day something. And I was like, God, this cheese is so good. Jason was like, it's not even real. What are you talking about?
Right.
He was like, it's like fake government cheese.
Stop. I mean, I remember growing up, like our family was on welfare and shit. And we used to get the powdered milk and the government cheese. And they don't do that. They don't have that no more.
No. I remember my grandmother. Yeah. And the butter. The butter was like the best butter. It was like straight salt. Oh my God, it was like straight salt. That's And like my grandma would go pick up hers. I remember the building that we had to go to pick them up. And it was cheese, milk, and butter. And I always knew that day we were getting grilled cheese sandwiches.
Right.
Everything else was right in the world as long as I got a grilled cheese sandwich. So.
Yeah. Now the government gives you food stamps and you just go, well, they're not even food stamps anymore. They're just, it's just
a card. I remember the paper, ones that looked like you thought you had like money.
Yeah.
Like real money. My dad used to give us one. Boom, I'm out to the store.
Peace out. Yeah.
Heck yeah. I remember that.
Crazy. Like I totally forgot about that. Like, just till now.
The paper ones? Dude, if you had
just all the stuff, the government cheese, the powdered milk, the food stamps.
Dude, like, don't let not me get my... That,
it's not something that comes up in your head regularly, but...
Right.
You know.
Don't let me get my hands on a full book, because I was eating, the neighborhood kids were eating, like, everybody was getting something that day.
I remember people selling them for 50 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm. They still do that.
Stamps. Yeah,
they still do that.
Card. Yeah.
That's wild. Wild, right. Wild. Look how far we've come.
Right.
Although I'd kill for some food stamps right now. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Once like my month. Dad, government don't come for me, but like my dad has, he's been in that rehab facility. And I think it comes from like the UW, but he gets like a food card.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not food stamps, but it's a food, it's a card that I think you can either do money or buy food. And since he was like in, he's been in the place for over 3 months, like they take the money back or you lose the money every month if you don't use it. So he's just been giving it to us kids.
Oh, it doesn't like roll over?
No.
Oh, hex no. That's wild.
$30 a month.
Dang.
So when I was doing carnivore, that was great. Because I just go to Fred Meyer's and buy a bunch of meat.
It's wild because like where my office is situated at in downtown Puyallup, around the corner is like one of the food banks. And every Wednesday, it is like a line of people.
Crazy.
There. Like a line of people with their little tote grocery bags.
Yeah.
And I just, and this tells you how jaded and naive I am, or, and blessed on the other hand. Yeah. Like, it didn't even occur to me that that was still a thing until I saw right. that. And I'm talking about like families with kids, like in line. And I just, then of course it makes me think about how much my family wastes. You know what I mean? Like, we do leftovers and stuff like that, but like,
yeah,
I don't know how to cook small. Right. So I cook, well, you know how big it is. Like, yeah. I cook. And so only me, Jason, and Jaden, we can only eat so many leftovers, so much, you know what I mean? Before it goes bad. And it just made me think about like how much we throw away and how much goes to waste. And that's just me as a family. Imagine how much a restaurant or, you know, something like that, how much they throw away. So
yeah,
I don't know. It I just, mean,
I'm quite the opposite. Like, I hate wasted stuff and like, I rarely ever throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Even if it says definitely, expired.
Yeah. It definitely, like, it made me stop and think that day. Like, dang. Like, I probably should figure out how to, like, cut recipes in half. Or, I don't even use recipes. Let me not sit here and lie. I season it, put this in until my ancestors say that's enough. So, like, I don't have... Somebody asked me the other day, like, Tab, what's your recipe? I could not tell you. Couldn't tell right. you. I can tell you like the general ingredients that are in it, but it's never going to taste like mine. So I don't know what to tell you. And I can't make the same thing twice. Like, I can make the same dish twice, but it will never taste the same twice. So
I think I'm going to need you to make me some more butter, Mrs. Homestead.
I could do that now. I could have done it when we were on carnivore too, but I have a whole container sitting in my fridge right now. Pretty tasty, pretty tasty. I know I thought about making some sourdough bread this weekend and I was like, do I want to go back down that road? Do I want that much bread sitting in my house? I mean, sourdough bread is good for you, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually the best bread if you're going to do anything.
Yeah.
I meant, full disclosure, I bought a loaf of sourdough.
Yeah.
I'm actually on my second loaf since.
Yeah. Dude, listen, one of the first things I ate after we got off of carnivore was a sandwich. And it was a pickle with some sandwich attached to it. So It was turkey and cheese, lettuce, tomato, bread, slammed with pickles. Slammed with pickles. Yep. And it was
amazing. I bought a big ass jar of pickles like a couple weeks ago, and I forgot that I bought it until I went to the store the other day, and I saw pickles, and I was like, wait a minute. I have a big old jar of pickles sitting in the fridge.
First of all,
I had a couple. A couple for dinner last night.
Listen,
I'm not like a pickle connoisseur like you. Like I like
sad day for you. Sad day for you. Sorry about your life, friend. Hey, one of my favorite junk food snacks. Listen, you take a pickle, you slice it up, so it's like rounds, you know? You start with a whole pickle, slice it up, and then I get popcorn and hot Cheetos and put it all in a bowl together.
The hell?
Listen, you don't have to like it, but to me, that's like the perfect movie night snack. Sweet, salty, spicy, and then the hot Cheeto stuff gets onto the pickle. My God, it's so good.
Well, that's going to go away. That's going to go away.
So I haven't had it yet.
You can kiss your hot Cheetos goodbye because JFK's banning it.
Oh, because of the red or whatever, the red dye? Oh, sad day. I didn't think about not really. That.
It's good. It's good. Red dye 40 is horrible.
I mean, I'm sure it is, but I didn't think about it being on red Cheetos until just now. I'm depressed. Sad. I'll be extra.
I mean, they make the same stuff in other countries. It's just, I'm sure it's just as good. They just want to be cheap and make the stuff cheaper in the U.S. So, I mean, they're already making the stuff for other countries that have already had that stuff banned forever.
I see what you're saying. That's what I was about to say. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, we'll see what other awesome stuff comes along with that. Because it's in so much stuff.
Yeah.
And not just food, but like products in general, like body wash, shampoo, conditioner. That's wild. I forgot all about that till you said something.
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is.
It is.
Again, that's more government stuff that you pay attention to that I couldn't tell you the first thing about. Although, I will say, this shit that's going on right now between Iran and Israel, whatever, I have no idea what started it, what caused it, whatever. All I know is that my son, JJ, got in the group chat, our family group chat, and was like, he was joking around. But he, in all seriousness, he's like, round one, pick one. If they draft me, I'm going. And right after him, my oldest, Ashley, if you go, I go. My kids live for that shit. They live for it. But that's how they were raised.
Yeah. So, nobody's getting drafted.
Well, I can tell you JJ is not because I'll take an ankle out. So we don't have to worry about that.
Well, war's not gonna happen. I mean, it's ended already. So,
having lived that life and having been on the other side of that phone call and hearing bullets fly in the background, I don't know that I can handle my kids being there. It's one thing for Jason to be there. What the hell is that noise? Oh my God, it sounds like something was exploding in my ear just now. Holy crap.
I was trying to be quiet. I thought about muting the mic, but.
Yeah, that did not work, friend, just so you know. But it's one thing to have my husband there. It's another thing to have my kids there. And I don't know. That would be... I mean, obviously, I would figure it out, but I hope... I don't ever want that to be a thing. So...
Yeah, it'd be tough. I mean, a lot of people lose their life and... war.
Yes, facts.
We're stupid.
A lot of people lose their life, and the ones that come home are not quite the same. So, yeah. But as far as I know, I haven't checked on it lately. So, who knows what's happening? Couldn't tell you. I'm sure you could. I could not tell you one iota about it. I just, that's another one of those. It's another one of those things where I was like, oh my God, it's going to suck the life right out of me. I can't do it. Change the channel. Like, even with social media, like, even with social media, I haven't been, like, super active on social media. Like, it just is so life draining.
I haven't been either. I mean, I saw a meme the other day. You saw me probably posted it in my story. It was Trump putting a coin in a swear jar.
Dead.
You know, because he on live TV, he said he was talking about, he's about to get on a helicopter and the media. Oh, asked and he said questions.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we should have started a swear jar. We might be rich. Damn. Why didn't we think about that?
I know.
I for sure would be loaded.
Many times as I've cussed on this podcast.
I said freak earlier.
Yeah. Look, it's all progress. Good. I don't care.
Progress.
People don't like it. They don't got to listen.
Big facts. Big facts. Yeah, that's kind of the mindset I'm in. And with just everything, like, I made a post the other day, PSA to the ladies, like, the woman that you're hating on and that you're refusing to see, probably the one that you need to be next to, because she's probably going to help you be the next best version of yourself. And you know me, like, I am a girl's girl. Like, I am all about it. There are some women that are definitely not. And I thought we were past that. Clearly we're not.
No.
So, but yeah, just keep doing the damn thing. Keep, driving Jason crazy. And I sent him this thing today. I can't even tell you. I'll have to send it to you in the chat. Like, I thought about what it said before, after I mentioned it. But he sent me back a bunch of laughing emojis, and he's like, oh, you got jokes today. I was like, I'm hysterical.
I kicked myself. Let me take myself right back.
That's what I'm saying. I'll see myself out.
Yeah.
All right, friend. Right? Well, that's all I got.
Yeah. It's good to be back.
For real. Technical difficulties, y'all. My internet... Xfinity is some bullshit. There we go. I said it.
Yeah.
Unless they want to sponsor our podcast, then we'll figure it out.
All right, y'all. Peace out.
Good night.
Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the friendship we can see. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.